It has come to my attention that there is a serious problem on the other half of the world. Chinese pollution. Not only has it ruined the countryside of China, but it is also spreading across the Pacific Ocean. Winds that are pristine, carrying clean air into our nation, are now weighed down by horrible Chinese pollution. How can we answer this problem that China has? How are we going to ensure China's growth and expansion, but yet not deal with this Chinese pollution? Solution 1, eliminate China. Eliminating China will eliminate Chinese pollution. If there's no China, no Chinese pollution. Thus, our resolution should be to rename China. Area Gururu, pierce the heavens with your tongue.
No innuendo intended.
Alright, today I'm gonna review Angel's Egg. It's about time I actually review it. It's been how many months now? That's not very, very good. It just shows how much I suck, and I really suck at life. I will say that much. Yeah, it's embarrassing, and Regan. I think it's actually getting close to the time you release your Angel's Egg review, and it's, I guess we'd say somewhat the same things about it, maybe. I guess I'll just go ahead and start in with the review, and we'll see from there on. Cause I got something in store later, after the review. Angel's Egg. Angel's Egg is a Mamoru Oshii film. Mamoru Oshii is director of Pat Labor, Ghost in the Shell, all that cool stuff. Very well known Japanese animation, that very well known here and over in Japan. I think he's a pretty good director. I guess sometimes his shows are if you're not really into philosophy, they're pretty boring, maybe. I suppose. Oh. I really like season 2 of Ghost in the Shell. I don't know why. I do know why. I'm a character person. I'll admit it, I'm a sap for characters. I'm all about learning about these interesting people. Maybe it's because I myself am a very uninteresting person with very uninteresting traits. Despite having no real characterization or a real plot, well, there's a plot, but I mean, it's not really much. This show is all about the music and the setting and the tone. It really, really is about not characters or plot, as I generally enjoy, but despite the fact that there is not really a plot to say, or not much of a plot, because there is a plot, despite the fact of lack of interesting characters, I still found it a very entertaining show to watch. If nothing else, for the intellectual stimulation, as this show gives me quite a bit to think about, and it's abstract. Well, I mean, I guess it's really less abstract and more symbolic. There's quite a bit of that going on, and you can interpret it differently. If I were to say all the things that would make it that are in the show and what they're there for and what they mean, first off, I'd probably be very wrong. Well, I guess in a sense I can't really be wrong because it's my own personal opinion, but I mean, it would probably be very weird. And second of all, I think that's the real enjoyment in watching Angel's Egg, if not for the very, very excellently well done tone and setting. This show, the plot is this, basically. A girl, she has an egg, and she carries it around with her. she puts it up her dress, and it makes her look pregnant. I'm not trying to be funny, but that's seriously the first thought I thought of when I saw her put the egg in her dress. I'm like, whoa, she looks pregnant. What does this mean? Could mean something, I don't know. And then there is this man who carries this weapon on his back, I suppose. Wikipedia said it looked like a cross, and that does look like a cross, and Wikipedia also says he's a Christ-like man. I agree, he seems very much to have some sort of power conquistador-like style, because he's dressed in a uniform with a greenish cape, and how he meets the girl is that he jumps off what looks to be artillery and starts following her around, and she's kind of creeped out by him. She's afraid he'll hurt the egg. I mean, me, of course, being an immature teenager, the first time I saw it around, I'm like, oh, rape. Yeah, I feel awful thinking horrible thoughts like that. I've seen this like three, four times now. Each time, I don't feel bored. I get something new, I guess. I mean, first time, I'm like, huh, this is interesting. I'll review it. Second time, I'm like, huh, maybe I should take notes. Third time, I'm like, wow, okay. 3 pages of notes, all undecipherable. Fourth time, which I just watched right now before this review. Where was I? The man, he follows a girl around, and they go into the world, and they talk about their background, basically, and then the man betrays the girl, and he breaks her egg, and then she jumps off a cliff and kills herself. That's the plot, and like I said, if you're looking for a plot, you're not really going to get that. I think the world itself is very interesting. There are no other people except for these fishermen who carry harpoons, and the only thing they fish is these shadow fish that look like coelacanths. Coelacanths are these fish that were believed to be extinct for however many many million years, and not too long ago they found a living specimen, and they're finding more, so they still exist, but it looks like that could mean something along the lines of shadows of the past, maybe. Maybe it's saying something about archaeology, but like I said, I probably shouldn't dive too deep into that, since I could probably talk for way too long, and it really is kind of, I think, how the viewer, not me, should really take thought of this show, because just talking and saying everything I think would probably partially ruin the experience. Not even spoilers, it's just the experience of trying to understand it and feeling the different emotions, well, tones set off by the music and the setting, and it's kind of difficult to explain. Okay, I guess what I'm trying to say is, because I'm too incompetent, I'll just say it out here. It's about, well, the enjoyment in this is trying to understand it, not necessarily what happens or all the fancy stuff, because really, it's a very eerie show. The music is eerie, the setting is very dark, a common recurring plot device is water. I guess it's not really, I'm not too sure what to call it, but water is very, very much part of the film, and it gives ominous foreshadowing to the end, and kind of what the story is about. Because this story is basically about the Ark, in a sense. the story, Mamoroshi's version of the arc and the bird and all that. Mamoroshi, he's very much influenced by Western style of film, well, European films, and said so in an interview that I read. I'm not too sure where I read it, but he uses a lot of European philosophy, and according to Regan Strongblood from Anime 82, he was actually going into the priesthood, then he dropped out. Yeah, I'm just gonna post a link up to his YouTube videos, because they are so much better than this review. And I'll just, if you look on the sidebar, you'll see that his Anime 82, his podcast is listed up there. Yeah, he's a hippie Viking. It's alright. I have Canadian friends too. It's okay. Even though I'm American, and I love eating my baby seal and all that. But yeah, he's cool. He started podcasting around the same time I did. Or did he? Oh well. Yeah, around the same time I began taking interest in. Yeah, he's a cool guy. And, you know, thanks to him, I guess I'll. Okay, it's not thanks to him. It's just I'm basically gonna give up dolphin haters. Yeah, yeah, you heard it straight from me yourself. I am giving up dolphin haters. I don't think that really it's gonna do me any good anymore, or even bring me entertainment. I guess I'll just replace that with reading stupid short stories and sections of my novella. Anyways, this rambling has gone on long enough, but yeah. Angel's Egg. Go out and watch it, because it's a very, very emotionally filled story. Lots of philosophy going around. I mean, this is really one of those shows that I feel as though I am disrespecting it, because I am really lacking in the skill to review. I feel almost bad that I'm reviewing it, because it really is that good. You can find fan subs out there. The company that has the rights to it has not yet released a DVD. I'm not too sure why. I would so want this on DVD. I am upset they have not done it. I don't know. Anyways, go out, download it, since you're not gonna be able to get it on DVD or anything like that. I'd feel bad watching this on a site like that shady site, Crunchyroll or YouTube. I think it's up on YouTube. I don't really care. Anyways, yeah, I feel bad that I just basically just did not do Angel's Egg justice. Maybe I'll have to redo this review later on. I don't know. Anyways, yeah.
This is your average moe-loving podcast. And this is the world's manliest podcast.
Make a love, make a love, make a love.
This is the world's manliest podcast, promising you boobs, explosions, giant robots, and rock music. Visit us at youreallydead.com.
Yeah!
Alright, now I stated earlier in my review that I have basically given up dolphin haters. I'll be honest, it's just me being bored and just wanting to pick on something. I mean, dolphins aren't my favorite creatures, but to be honest, I don't really hate them. I guess maybe I'll just joke around every now and then with a dolphin hater joke, but I don't think that's a good idea to make it a main thing. I'll just leave it to filler. But right now I'm gonna do something that I think would probably be of more interest to me and possibly to my listeners. I'm gonna read short stories, and well, right now I'm not gonna read a short story. I'm just gonna read part of this short novel I wrote. Otherwise a novella. I wrote this for creative writing. It's a school assignment. 36 pages of total awesomeness, and it should really end at chapter 5, since really after chapter 5 is technically the end where the characters and all that, but the real ending. But chapter 6 is just an excuse to have an ending, and because I didn't do anything with one of the characters, so I decided to give him a moment. Alright. This story is called Space Santa. I shall read to you chapter 1, known as Battle Looms. No matter how many new souls are brought into the universe, no matter how many new names, faces, personalities, appearances, they're all the same. All end up the same, dead, no matter how far they go. Wars, debates, conflicts, they're all the same. They're all divisions between people. They are all borders that cause us to fight. Our journey into space did not change that. As man ventured off, he left Earth all alone. He abandoned Sol, his home star, and went on to bigger, better stars and galaxies until he conquered the universe. Earth was long forgotten by these huge empires. People who felt a sense of great knowledge or felt a sense of loyalty to Earth were the only people who remained. Earth and her star zone were virtually uninhabited compared to the other empires. Well, organized space pirates, as they were originally, ran free here. Then, the Sol Police Organization, or SPO, put an end to that. The pirates then became organized under Lucy, their new leader. They were like her own private army. They called themselves the Sol Union of Space Sailors. She had conquered all the planets except Mars and Earth. Mars and Earth were an eyesore, just asking to be conquered. Even without great resources, they were important, if only for the sake of pride. They were also the last democratic republic in the entire universe. It was only for pride that she fought for those two planets. She had defeated the SBO and beat them into one last fleet, and that was Fleet Admiral Santa's fleet. Santa fiercely protected what was left to protect, but one fleet couldn't defeat what was to become an empire. February 4th, 8004 AD, 60 space year and 260 space frontier. Santa stood alone on the brand deck of the Guriru, his ship of the stars. He looked to Earth, watching it in all in glory in her high atmosphere. He saw lightning storms and clouds. He felt ashamed to see the sun glisten off the ocean. The glacier had moved far into the northern hemisphere this year. The better part of Russia was now covered in snow. Her small number of occupants was good for her. Only 3 million people now. There was plenty of rice to go around. The government had taken good care of its people and made sure everyone had food and that everyone was satisfied. Worry had struck Santa, though. It wasn't anyone from his own home world. It was an outside threat. Sus had begun making the move, and it seemed they spelled out doom for the humble folk on Earth and Mars. Whittled down to two planets, and only one fleet, they couldn't spare any ships. There were too many greenhorns, and not enough old-timers. He couldn't ask young men to die young. There are more ships than there were men. This was a battle for old men, not youngins. Santa wore his red uniform with pride and rich history. Santa and her fledgling empire was now planning to attack Santa and seize the last two planets. Sitting upon a modest throne, she sat deep in thought. Her golden hair gave off its light among the dark abyss of space. Her skin was pale, as though the sun never greeted her or accepted her. Legacy graced her after she had made her first friend. Her first friend now entered the throne room. She had shown favor to him, favor that in history had proven fable, yet her loyal subjects understood. "My Highness, may I speak?" Lucy nodded yes to her friend's question. "The autumn winds has shown us that victory surely can't be far. I advise that we strike Mars now while the sun and God smile upon us." Liv Sangthor was an old friend and now a high admiral in her fleet. Fleet admiral. In any other place, a man like Liv Sangthor could never move ahead due to the fact that he was a victim of gross science that bonded lizard and man. His horns terrified youngsters, even though he means no harm. His voice loved, and he lived the high road despite his appearances. His powerful tail helped keep him balanced. While he was human, still human, to men, appearance matters. Despite the fact that he never spoke ill or did any horrors upon anyone dishonorably, he was still hated among regulars. Lucy, on the other hand, saw through him and graced him with her light. He was a man of honor and a great warrior. He could be trusted and easy to grow on. Memories of pain bonded both even closer. "While this is a small step, we will make our expedition. We are all ready, and I will depart. We will fight a battle and take over the last remaining planets. Her voice was hard and carried on. She glimmered in the sunlight, and all unfortunate creatures in the area felt her presence tenfold as she stood up. "Yes, my lord." Excitement awaited on the horizon. The few words carried on. Soldiers who were now former pirates began preparation. The ships were preparing to face off a cornered dog. 500,000 ships with 2 million men would conquer whatever remained. Word tentatively leaked out of their preparations to Santa. Iran Corps Stan relayed the information. "Sus has begun making preparations and is making the move towards March. The fleet is 500,000 strong." Santa sneezed, and his belly shook slightly in his red evergreen uniform. "Well, that doesn't sound very pleasant." Santa slowly turned, facing the boy. His voice held grim optimism. "We're going to make our last stand. No more spreading out." "But what if they attack Earth?" Iran Corps forgot to address Santa before he spoke. But Santa didn't care. Any other person would have scolded or hit the child. But Santa understood the need to protect the homeland. "We have only 12,000 ships and 40,000 men to operate them. How could we possibly spread our forces out even anymore? They are tough soldiers, and yet most of ours are greenhorns who jumped in the boat a little too late. If we spread out even a little, we will be weak. A principle of war is to
not spread out your forces, especially against a larger force. Instead, focus and combine into one strong unit. But what about Earth? Irancor did not fully understand. Lucius, come at us with all she has. If we go beyond logic and beyond tactics, we must remember she sees herself as a man. She would not dishonor herself with such a sneaky tactic. Not with all that she has done. She is putting out all the stops, and to honor her, we should do the same. Irancor saw a little bit of the light that Santa was illuminating. Santa was a real man. He should stick with this man to become a man. Only 21, he could see that Santa, being around Santa, would make him a great man. The remnants of the SPO would fight with a ferocity that is a dog backed into a corner. Because they were. Meanwhile, while the whole Star Zone was preparing for the final show, a young man on Mars was slaving away at ice and snow for reasons known only to him. He dug with mechanical precision and speed. Adam, as he was called, felt as though there was a calling for him to dig in the snow. He dug until he hit something. He cautiously tapped what felt like rocks with his shovel. Clank! The sound was soft. This was something more than rocks. With a bit of excitement, he began pushing his shovel into the snow surrounding it. Faster! Faster! He dug until he dug up the entire valley surrounding him. It was a giant clock that took up the entire valley. Analyzing it and taking it in entirely took only a minute. When he was done, a painful memory came out more. Adam would receive memories every now and then of his former life, the life he had when he was human, before he was a robot. The memories were that of a young boy. The memory slowly came to realization. His memories were all horrible, horrible things. Horrible acts of violation of human rights and so on and so forth. There were no ways to drown out these memories or to ignore them. These people died, and he couldn't do anything about it. Lar was the name of the boy who died in this one. Adam created a resolution that he would always try to save people and to become powerful. However, the pain that came shortly was too much for his central processing unit. He immediately crashed. Snow lightly collected up on the clock, covering it up. Adam was barely noticeable among it, but he was there, buried in the snow, weak, and open to danger. While he was sleeping, Santa had already reached Mars, and Lucy was coming through the asteroid belts. Alright, yeah, I actually wrote that terrible, terrible story. It continues on in Chapter 2, but I'll leave that for next time I'm on. Be sure to check out Anime82, his podcast. I'm sure that he'll be releasing an Angel's Egg episode pretty soon. Go ahead and check out his YouTube review. By the way, just check out his YouTube channel. I mean, he's a really cool guy. I mean, he prefers the sweet love. I prefer the more intellectual challenge that anime offers up. That's just me. But anyways, I would really, really love feedback, especially for this episode with the review. I mean, anime, yeah, I like it. Yeah, I would love to talk about it, but I don't know, at this point, I'm not sure if this podcast should be reviewing, because I don't have anyone to bounce off of, and like I said earlier, I feel I did not do this anime justice. I don't know, maybe I'll just get someone else on the show, but yeah. I'm definitely going to have to give it a few more tries. I really do like anime, and that's kind of the thing. Please, feedback at oceanmonsterotaku@gmail.com. Website is graruru.blogspot.com. That is G-R-A-R-U-R-U-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-R-U-
www.blogspot.com. Post a comment or send me a message or whatever, but please, feedback is really, really appreciated. Anyways, I don't know. Just to fill up more time, I guess I can kind of talk about what's going on. I have finished all of Legend of the Galactic Heroes. I don't know how I did it, but I've now seen all 110 episodes. It is amazing. But the ending felt really sad. I'm not going to go too much into it, because I guess one of these days I'd like to review Legend of the Galactic Heroes. But, man, that is just so... I can't believe they did that stuff, man. I can't believe what they did in episode 28. Man, that show has guts. I've been watching some Sentai. I watched some Space Sheriff Gavin, just an episode of that, and... never mind. I guess that's all the Sentai I've watched, but that was fairly recently, and that's a really cool show. I really want to watch more Tessen 28 now and see more New Getter Robo, because those shows kick ass. And anyway, just screw it. I don't feel like filling in for more time. Also, while I sometimes like to talk about politics, I'm sure some of you already know that. Check out the blog, because often if I don't release an episode, at least in a week, I will at least have something up on the blog just to read, you know. I mean, I don't know, if you're interested in discussing things like cyber terrorism or things like that, go ahead and check it out. I make posts there probably more often than I've made shows. Well, wait, probably not, but oh well, just go ahead, check it out. It's cool. I like doing things like that. Yeah.